Hey, this is Shay with customer service. Can I get that zip code to pull up your account?
I'm trying to get you on the phone with my bank. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Can you hold on a moment?
Yes, ma'am. We're not allowed to hold for long, so it does have to be like a quick process.
I am also on the line, so we're all three here.
Okay.
Okay.
My name's Carolyn Hetty, and I did order something which I thought was all I was going to pay, and I did even say I do not want to do any type of trial offers. This amount, $4 and whatever it was, I want to dispute the $99 and something because I think it's fraud to me.
Okay, I have to have an account pulled up. Can I get a zip code to pull up an account, please?
63628.
And your first and last name?
Carolyn Hetty, H-E-A-D-Y.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
3350 Misty Meadows Drive, Bonterre, Missouri.
Okay. Banker, has a dispute been filed before we go any further with this call?
What was that?
Yes, ma'am. I said, has a dispute been filed?
So we cannot file one with it being a subscription. So normally we can dispute anything, but with it being a with it being a trial, almost like a membership, we cannot.
Okay, so allow me to explain the charges because I do see where she had the Keto Control product. That Keto Control product, you called in as of the 17th to say that you did not order and did not start the trial. And they explained the investigation to you. Now, they got you transferred. You then stated that you did place a trial, and they explained the terms and conditions to you. You said that you had disputed the charge already, and they had advised you to call back with the bank on the line to verify that there was no dispute or that the dispute was dropped. Now, what I can do for you, since the account is already canceled out, give me 1 second. And the only reason that you were charged, because it's not fraud, the only reason you were charged is because you did not cancel your child period within those 14 days. So that's the only reason why you were charged. Give me 1 second.
Still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
Oh. Okay, ma'am. So I did have to have my supervisor verify that everything on this account is correct. Now, what I can do for you, since we do have a no refund policy about customers not canceling their trial, what I can do for you is offer you a 50% refund on this charge so that you can at least receive half of your money back because the account is already canceled.
I guess if that's the best you can do.
Yes, ma'am. Well, give me 1 second and I am going to get this refund issued to you. Give me 1 second. One second while I finish getting the refund issued, okay?
All right.
If I'm not needed anymore, is it okay if I hang up?
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. If you would like to disconnect the call, you can. We have everything handled.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you two ladies have a good day. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. You still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Because I get silence on the phone, so I better check.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have that 50% refund being issued to you as of right now. You should have received a refund confirmation email as of right now. Give me 1 second. You should have received this refund confirmation email titled "Your order has been refunded sent to the email that you did list on file." And that was a full 50% refund for you, okay?
Okay, so can you give me the amount that's to be refunded?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $49.97.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.